he had a chance to begin to work on this opening shtickle of Gemara, this opening shock of Atar B'Chavrusa. Let's now, as advertised just a chassis here, let's just work our way through the steps of the shock of Atar a little bit. Sketch out, make sure we have clarity about the overall flow of shock of Atar, and maybe we'll even have a couple of minutes to point out a number of the burning questions that might linger once you worked out the basic flow of the shock of Atar. The shock of Atar is really built around two sources, a Tanan, a Mishnah, and a Sifra. The Mishnah, Ketzim Arachan al Peris, Bar Pireit, Bar Pire Geffen, Bar Pire Adama, Moti Lechem in Haaretz, and perhaps Borei Mine Deshaim. Minohani Mili. We want to know, where does this come from? All these demons in the Mishnah, what's the source? And usually, the Rishonim point out, and Yuma and elsewhere, Minohani Mili, we just talked about this the other day in terms of Hilchos Yichud, or we will, I'm sorry, talk about soon, Hilchos Yichud, Minohani Mili, from where do these things come, literally, Minayin Lanu Devar Me'elu, usually is a preliminary to a drasha d'oraisa. So what's the source for this din d'oraisa? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says, the answer is the following braisa. I tell you on the side that this is a medrash halacha. Medrash is when you organize Tarshu Bal Peh instead of topically, as in Mishnayis or Tosefta, when you organize Tarshu Bal Peh instead of Seder HaPsukim. You quote a piece of a pasuk and you comment. We're familiar with that style from Rashi and the other Mefarshim and Chumash. The Tanav already were working in this fashion. And that's the Mechilta on Shemos, the Sifra, the Toas Konim on Vayikra, and the Sifrei on Bamidbar and Devarim. So here we're quoting, you see on the side, Tough Kuf is Toras Kohanim, Parshas Kedoshim. Usually the indicator that you're dealing with a Medrash is a Braisa that begins with a Pasuk and then discusses, which is exactly what happens here. Tanur Rabbanan, the following Braisa. Kodesh Lulim Lashem. The Torah tells me, in Parshas Kedoshim, you have a Eitz Machal, you have a fruit-bearing tree, a tree that gives off something edible. So the first 3 years, the fruit of the tree are off limits. Arla, Asr Bachila, Asr Ba'ana, can't have any benefit from it whatsoever. In the fourth year, it's Rosh Hashanah Revias, Torah says, now you're allowed to eat it, specifically, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. It's holy with praises, it sounds like. Praises through Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, sounds like there are two praises. Mashmer Shnei Hilulim Ton Bachila So. As the first 3 years, you were looking at the fruit and the tree, and you couldn't eat it whatsoever. It was asr bahana. Now, finally, the fruit is permissible. As we mentioned this morning, there are dinim, there is kedusha to the fruit in the fourth year, unlike in the fifth year and on. It's going to be bound, he has to eat. But tahari, you have to eat Yerushalayim, but you're allowed to eat it. The Torah says, now it's with hilulim, with praises. Ah, a pair of praises. Melamed. That teaches you that you have to say bracha before and after, because there's a pair. L'chora, many mefarshim understand that's the pashup shot. Hilulim is lashon rabim, praises, not just hilul. So there's two of them. When you say these praises, one before and one after. Rekiva set up from this drash I see that it's forbidden to eat, even to have a little taste, not tamas, okay, or at least some sort of taste. I can't even taste even a ma, even less than a kezayis, without a bracha rishon. So that's where we start. Is we have this Taurus Kohan. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives me a din, and then the Taurus Kohanim gives me the makar, the source, which is a drasha of Kodesh Hilulim, praises. Kodesh Hilulim, which al pi pashtus, the two praises are bracha rishona and bracha. Yeah. Now the Gemara says we're going to pick those off one at a time. Those phrases, this idea of hilulim, it's not referring to saying a bracha before or after the food. The high kodesh hilulim lahachi u'da'asa, that's what this pasuk, the term kodesh hilulim, is coming to tell me. They make a bracha before and they make a bracha after. The Gemara says no. This mysterious phrase that the revive, the fruits of the fourth year, are described as Kodesh Hilulim, holy of Hilulim. The Gemara says it's really talking about two other things. It's talking about two other things. Fix
Sidra.
Never mind.
Right. We said Kosh Ilulim tells me number one, Bracha Rishona. And number two, Bracha Achrona. The Gemara of the next 10-15 lines is basically going to say, no, it's really for two other demons. What are the alternative meanings of Hilulim, of the two Hilulim? Haimi Boile, it's necessary. Chad, number one, Dam Rachmana Achle, Vahadar Achle. What does that mean? That means you have to Mechalel and then eat it. Hilul, Miloshin Hilul. That's what we were to Torah earlier this morning. This is a source that if you want to eat the fruits, you have the fruits of the fourth year, yes, you're going to eat it, but only if you first do a chilul. If you don't want, if you're not planning to eat Yerushalayim, then as with Ma'aser Sheni, you have to first transfer the kedusha onto money before you can eat those grapes in your backyard. So the first din is achle, v'hadar achle, which means, in other words, in simple language, kedushas revai, that the revai has kedusha. Not asr bahana, like the arla, you're allowed to eat it, but it still has restrictions. You can only eat in Yerushalayim or elsewhere once you've done chilul. Achle v'hadar achle. First do a chilul and then eat it. And what's the other chilul for? V'idach, davar ha-taon shira, taon chilul. She'en taon shira, ein taon chilul. Chilul means shira. The connection between the it's only a davar ha-taon shira. What does that mean? Well, that means that the first is that Revai is Kedusha, the second is that Revai is only by another, only by grapes, by wine. Wine is Taon Shira. And now the Gemara fills in the details. What do you mean, something that needs Shira? Ukidrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Rabbi Yonasan. Shmuel Nachmeni, according to the name is Rabbi Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shein Orim Shira El Al Hayayin. How do you know that in the that you only say Shira over wine? Shenemar, v'tomer lehem hagefen hechadalti es tiroshia misamech elokim v'anoshim. Pasuk in Shoftim, in the middle of a larger story and a mashal that was being given, and in the context of the story it's being told, they're personifying as though the grapes are speaking, and the grapes say, ah, look at me, my tirosh, my wine, is misamech elokim v'anoshim. My wine gladdens Ribono Shelolam and people. My wine, the grape says, I produce wine which brings simcha both to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to people. So Rabbi Yonason said, Shlomo Bar Chmeni quotes as Rabbi Yonason, what does that mean? In Anashim Misameach, I understand that wine can change a person's mood for better or for worse, depending on how you deploy it. But Elokim B'mem Misameach, you make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy with wine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have moods, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't drink your wine. What does this mean? He can! Ah! You don't say, no, you know what this pasuk is telling you? She'ein orim shira ela al hayayim. We only sing shira over wine. Only sing shira on wine. Rashi and Tos begin to talk about, well, what does that mean? That means maybe in the Beis HaMikdash. Levim would sing shira in the Beis HaMikdash. It would be specifically in conjunction with the pouring of wine. Okay. So the Gemara says, look, you wanted to use this pasuk to learn Bracha Rishona and Bracha Achrona. Kodesh Ilulim. Sorry, it's taken. Kodesh Ilulim is already taken for two other dinim. Achle v'hadar achle, the one din I learned for Kodesh Ilulim, and Davar HaTalim Shira. And again, we translated in simple language, this means, number one, Kodesh Ilulim teaches me that Revai has Kedusha. It's not just a free-for-all. It's not in the fifth year, you could just eat it wherever. But in the fourth year, either bring it to Yerushalayim or do chilul first. Be poda the fruit onto money before you eat the fruit in your backyard. And the other din is that Revai is only davar hatalon shira. In the Beis HaMikdash, they only sing shira on wine. And here, you only have the din of Revai on chilul. That's interesting. So, number one, it's a problem because now we lost our sources for Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Sorry, this pasuk is taken. So now the Gemara is going to try to say, well, maybe I can find some space. Can I knock either of these off? Is there anyone who thinks that either of these dinim isn't true, or that either of these dinim is true but has already a different source? That's where we're going to go now. Maybe we can retrieve. We need our Kodesh Elulim back. We want to have an open Kodesh Elulim that we could use to talk about brachas. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say, well, that second din, let's focus on the second din. The Gemara is not going to be focused on the first din. That's true. Ravai does have Kedusha. And for now, at least, we seem to be pretty settled that Ravai is Kedusha from Achle, from Hadar Achle. But that second din, that Davar She'eno Ton Shira Eino Ton Chilul, this whole din of the Kedusha Ravai is only if it's Ton Shira, only if it's wine, the Gemara says, wow, you mean there's no din of Ravai on apples or oranges or olives? There's only din of Ravai on grapes. Well, is that true? The Gemara says, oh, machlokas. He says, well, ha nicha, we're okay, lamanda toni netaravai. If you hold netaravai, then we're good. But lamanda toni karamavai meiklamema. If you say karamavai, how is that going to work? So what does any of this mean? The Gemara says, let's explain. The Itmar, let's see a few more lines, we'll take some questions. Rechir of Shimba Rebbe, two very early Amoraim, or almost in between Tanam and Amoraim. Reb Chiya was an elder Talmud of Reb Yehuda Hanasi, and Reb Shimon Bar Revi was a son of Reb Yehuda Hanasi, a son of Revi. So they were talking about the Mishnayos in Seder Zroim, talk about Revai. So what's it supposed to say? So often we look in the Mishnah, it says Neta Revai, but there are two versions. Chad Tani Karam Revai, and Chad Tani Neta Revai. Rashi says, Chad Tani Karam Revai, B'chol Mokam Jeish B'Mishnah Neta Revai, Tani Iyu Karam. The word Neta, Netia, Neta means a young tree, sapling. Karam means a vineyard. So if you refer to Revai as Karam Revai, it means that the whole din of Revai only applies to a vineyard. This whole Arla applies, the first 3 years applies to all tree fruits. And Karam Revai means the fourth year din, that's only for grapes. And that sheet would say, if you have any other type of tree, year four is just regular fruit. This whole special din of Revai, if you hold Karam Revai, it means it only applies to grapes. If you hold it's neta, that the Mishnais, the wording of Mishnais is neta Revai, that means the same way Arla applies, the Torah says clearly, kol eitz machal, the fruit of any tree, so too in year four, Revai is the fruit of any tree. Now our Gemara had said, part of the kasha against this source was, well, sorry, Kodesh Ulum is taken. Taken with what? With this din and with this din. What was that second din? The Revai only applies to grapes. Davar Taon Shira, Taon Chilul. Well, is that true? Does Revai only apply to grapes? It depends. If you hold Karam Revai, yes. That. This Revai only applies to grapes is another way of saying Karam Revai. That Revai only applies to grapes. So the Gemara says, well, if you don't hold that way, if you hold that Revai applies to all trees in the fourth year the same way Arla applies to all trees the first 3 years, so the Gemara says, well, then we're good. So the Gemara says, if you hold Neta Revai, V'manda Tani Neta Revai, we're good. If you hold Neta Revai, so then I don't have this second in, so I still have one Hilul open. Okay, so we're making progress. Right. If you hold Manda Omar Neta Revai, he has an open second drasha. The second slot is open. Okay? So that's good. I can learn a bracha from that open second slot. And the Gemara says, well, even if you hold of Karam Revai, the Manda Tani Karam Revai, even though of Karam Revai, maybe I have some other drasha to limit Revai to vineyards. Laman de Tani Karam Revai, Hanicha Yav Gezerah Shavah. If I have some other drasha to tell me that Revai is only grapes, what would that drasha be? Gezerah Shavah. Gezerah Shavah is going to have two different, the same word used in two different parshas in the Torah.
the sound of the Brisa that says it. Rabbi Omer, Ne'emar kam lahosif lachem tevuaso, v'ne'emar lahalon utvuas hakerem. Here, in the context of Revi, the Torah used the word tevua, and later on, the end of Chumash Dvarim, we hear about tevua in the context specific of a vineyard. Tevuas hakerem, the produce of the vineyard. Malahalon kerem, afkan kerem. There is the kerem, here is the kerem, and therefore, aiter lei chad hilul lebracha. So if you hold of either of these two assumptions, either you hold of Karim Ravai or you hold of the Gzeir Shava, so right now we'll wrap up here for now. With the state of things, the state of the Shach Vatar at the moment, is we first thought, where do brachas come from? Wide open door. Kodesh Hilulim, it implies two brachas. So, bracha Rishona, bracha Achron. The Gemara had then put up a problem. One second, I needed both those Hilulim for other dinim. So right now, where the Gemara is at is the following. One of those Hilulim is definitely taken. The Kedusha of Revai Achavad Achle knocks out, uses up one of the Hilulim. The other Hilul may or may not be taken. It may be taken to limit the whole din of Revai to grapes, or it might not be taken either because I don't think the din is true, or I don't think this is the source. I hold net to Revai, there's no such din of limiting to grapes. Or if I hold the Rebbe Zera Shava, it's true, but I don't need this source. So right now where we're at, I'll be glad to stick around for questions, is either we have no open sources for brachas, because both of these hilulim are taken, or we have one open bay for brachas. And that's what the Gemara is about to say, okay, so where am I at? Either I have no source, I have one source, but I need to know both bracha Rishona and bracha Achrona. We'll pick up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, to tomorrow. I'm glad to stick around for questions. This was so far just a Shach Vatari, beginning of Shach Vatari, there's also thinking beyond to do.